good evening, everybody, and welcome along, or good afternoon, welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Wednesday, the 15th of September 2021. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And to start the programme off there tonight was James Last and his version of The Rose Tralee. And of course, if we were in a normal times, we would have just be talking about who won The Rose Tralee, which normally takes place every year at the end of August. But obviously no Rose Tralee this year. But certainly there was an All-Ireland final, and it was played, football final I'm talking about here, because Limerick won the hurling 2 weeks ago. Football final was played last Saturday evening in Croke Park in Dublin between Mayo and Tyrone. Mayo still waiting to win an All-Ireland final since their last victory in 1951, and Tyrone were going for their fourth title in about 15 years. So I won't delay you any longer, but the heartache continues for Mayo. Tyrone outplayed Mayo on the day. Mayo missed a number of scoring chances, but the scoreline was the same score as it was last year when Dublin beat Mayo. So heartache again for Mayo, and there's been lots of pretty poor people having a go or online at some of the Mayo players. They did their best, and just on the day it didn't work. So the heartache will continue. But we'll continue here with music. We'll bring you all the latest news and everything from Ireland. We'll go here with a song I heard on RTE last night, Freedom, by a new up-and-coming Irish singer. It's been around a while, actually, Cat Dowling. Hope you enjoy this. Something we haven't got in Auckland at the moment is freedom, still in level 4 lockdown here and hopefully we'll move to a lower level next week. But the rest of New Zealand on a level two, which is pretty much things are fairly normal with the restrictions. But Ireland heading for that full opening up of the economy in a few weeks' time. And I see, though, the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, is talking that future restrictions or restrictions in the future can't be ruled out. There's still quite a number of people getting COVID on a daily basis. I think the number of cases today was about 1,400. And but the total doses given out in Ireland of the vaccine is over 7 million, 30,000. So at least one person, and everybody's got 92% of the population have got one dose, and fully vaccinated now is up to 89.8, nearly 90%. That's obviously good. So good news for university students and teachers. They're heading back again. Some of the other headlines in Ireland, I see remains of a baby found in a Kerry beach in 1984, been exhumed by the Gardaí this afternoon and reinterred later, I see. And of course, this was around the time that there was another baby or body of a baby found, and there was a huge investigation. And young Kerry, young woman, Joanna Hayes, was accused of murdering this baby, but that wasn't the case. But her baby had died at childbirth. And she received quite a lot of compensation last year, an apology from the state as a result of the trauma that she and her family were put into at that time. What else has happened in all the political parties? Have been having think-ins over the last few days. Last week it was Fianna Fáil. There was no motion of no confidence put in their leader, Fianna Fáil, leader Micheál Martin, but he's certainly under pressure. A number of dissidents in the party. And later today, when the Dáil resumes in Ireland, there's going to be a vote of no confidence in Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney over his handling of the botched appointment of Catherine Sapone as a special envoy. And obviously, the think-in by Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin obviously have all been getting the news. But the government said they have a job to do and they will continue. Of course, this government only formed in June last year for a 5-year term. So even though Sinn Féin are now the most popular political party in Ireland, they will have to wait their time. But of course, they're proposing this motion of no confidence today. They're hoping they'll be able to split the governing coalition parties and bring the government down, but that won't happen. But what will happen, we'll move on here with some more music. And I heard a couple of nice songs from Liam Clancy over the last few days. So we'll go here with two songs from Liam, and I'm a Freeborn Man, followed by The Parting Glass.
I'm a freeborn man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode with nomads, I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I never fancied being lumbered. Oh, we knew the woods and the resting places, and the small bird sang when winter days were over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. Those were good old times for a rover. Now I've known life hard and I've known it easy, and I've cursed the life when winter days were dawning. But I've laughed and sung through the whole night long, seen the summer sunrise in the morning. There was open ground where a man could linger for a week or two, for time was not our master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog, and nice and easy, no need to go faster. All you Lonely Tinker, Rolling Stone and Gypsy Rover. Winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your travelling days will soon be over.
There are two songs from him, the first I'm a Free Born Man and then the Parting Glass, and of course Liam Clancy, he was Tommy Makin and the Clancy Brothers, they were a very popular group in the 60s and 70s, especially, well they were popular in Ireland but very, very popular in America. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Plains FM, Christchurch on a Saturday night, Wellington Radio on a Sunday night, and Capity Coast Sunday afternoon. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and around the globe. Looking at some of the other stories making the news in Ireland at the moment, of course, the Dáil is getting back this week and starting with a motion of no confidence, which will be defeated by a motion of no confidence tabled by Sinn Féin. In Simon Coveney, and Simon Coveney's on the front of the Irish Times today. He's pressing for the Irish government to, back a bid for Cork Harbour to basically stage the next America's Cup in 2024. But it looks like the 200 million commitment by the government that needs to be made by the end of the week is not going to happen. And we know all about America's Cup here in New Zealand. New Zealand, Team New Zealand, the defenders. Disappointment that the cup won't be defended here next time round, but it looks like it could be going to Saudi Arabia. But anyway, a new statue has been erected, or its statue has been around for a while, but it's now been put into place It's a statue of Roger Casement, a 3 metre tall statue of the Irish revolutionary Roger Casement. It was today put in place beside the jetty at the Dunleary Baths. And he was born in Sandy Cove in 1864 to an Anglo-Irish family. Casement was hanged for treason for his part in the 1916 rising. And Dunleary Rathdown County Council noted that Casement's last sight of Ireland was from the boat to Parton's Harbour as he was transferred to London to stand trial. So a fitting tribute. So when you're back there and in Ireland again, when we get back to travelling, you'll be able to see this big statue of Sir Roger Casement. Or no, Sir Roger, Roger, anyway, there he is. What other stories? Other stories making the headlines in the Irish Times today. Of course, Leaving Cert results came out 2 weeks ago, then placements in the CAO. Students had to accept their places last night, first round, and then a quick move to get the universities and polytechs back open. And I think it's around 76,000 people that applied for places at third level institutions, and over 5,000 of them were international students as a result of Brexit. There's a lot of students that would normally study in Britain have now zoned in on studying in Ireland. But it looks like that things are sorting themselves out in terms of people getting the places that they wanted. Right, we'll continue on with more music and we'll come back. We will go into a bit more detail on the All-Ireland Hurling Final, which was won by Tyrone. But great news on Sunday for the hurler, or the Camogie players of Galway. They beat Cork in a fantastic game of Camogie by 3 points. So Galway, All-Ireland champions. Right, what do we go with this time? Go with Inhaler. This is Bono's son. And it won't always be like this, the new band. That's a new band. Well, they've been around. They formed back in 2012. And four members in the band, lead vocalist, rhythm guitar, and guitarist is Elijah Hewson, son of Bono. He was born in August 1999, and he's joined by Robert Keating, Josh Jenkinson, and Ryan McMahon. And that was a song called It Won't Always Be Like This. And that song went to number one in the charts in Ireland and England during the summer. Certainly sounds a bit like Bono there. And we'll go from a new modern band to a man who's been around a while, Brendan Shine next, and he's singing The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. But we'll go back there after looking at some of the other stories making the news. Martin Brenny, fellow parishioner of my own in Kilkerran in East Galway, who's now kind of semi-retired. He's a special columnist with the Irish Independent, and he's an article in the Independent today saying jokers who sneer at Mayo should take a good look at their own houses first. So obviously lots of people still putting the boot into Mayo. And of course, Mayo's manager, James Horan. James was born in New Zealand. James's mum was from Auckland. And his aunt Gloria used to play the organ at the local church here in Devonport, and followed his progress before she went to an eternal rest, I think last year or the year before. But James lived in New Zealand till he was nine, went back, had a great career playing with Mayo, and then took on the management role and failed on obviously two occasions, and then he was replaced, and then he came back in again and took Mayo to the All-Ireland final last year. And again this year, but just didn't perform on the day, and that can happen. And of course, obviously, a great day for County Tyrone, who at one stage, for a day, they were literally out of the tournament as a result of the huge outbreak of COVID in the county during the summer. Well, we're all hoping that we'll see the Irish women's rugby team down here in New Zealand next year playing in the Women's Rugby World Cup, which has been postponed. In fact, it was due to start this week if things were normal, but obviously with COVID affected it. So Ireland are vying for one of the last few qualifying places. They're playing in a tournament over the next 2 weeks against Italy, Spain and Scotland. And the winner of that tournament automatically gets a spot in the World Cup. There's still another chance to qualify, but they didn't start too well the other day with a disappointing loss to Spain. So they now come up and play Italy next, and Italy beat Scotland. And so they've got a tough task ahead of them to get this automatic spot. But hopefully they will make it through. But there was absolute uproar in rugby circles on Sunday when you had women's interprovincial matches played in Donnybrook. And because of COVID, women kind of change in the normal dressing room. So there was some kind of makeshift dressing rooms. But these dressing rooms, obviously, weren't fit for purpose. And some video footage went round of even these temporary dressing rooms were beside a skip full of rubbish, and there was even pictures of rats. So the Irish Rugby Union have apologised to all the teams involved. I think the dressing room where the Connacht players were was the worst, and an investigation is underway. And I see former or current CEO of the Irish Rugby, Philip Brown, he's announced that he will be stepping down at the end of the year. Low profile man, I've met him a few times, very good man, and has obviously led Ireland to great success up till the last World Cup, but didn't do too well in that, beaten by the All Blacks. Of course, Ireland will play the All Blacks in November this year, and that game will be played in front of a full house because the restrictions will be lifted in Dublin. Anyway, here's Brendan Shine and The Banks, My Own Lovely Lee.
Days when each pain sends its golden light over the sea. For the maid with her lover, the wild daisies press on the banks of my own lovely. For the maid with her lover, the wild daisies press on the banks of my own lovely.
Man from Athlone there, Brendan Shine, singing all about the banks of my own lovely Lee. And there's a brilliant story going around on social media over the last few days. International star Taylor Swift, it was rumoured she was in Belfast last week, but she turned up at a musical bar called the Tipsy Bird and stayed for 3 hours to watch Tiernan Heffron perform. And she tweeted some photographs of him and her, and she had a drink, but she stayed for 3 hours. So Tiernan said, "It's not every day Taylor Swift walks into your gig and stays for the whole 3 hour set. She was the most lovely person. She asked how she could follow what I was doing, and she gave me a tip. Dreams do come true. Ready and excited. What's to come through in 2022? So that's unbelievable. She must be the only international star that wasn't at that Met Gala dinner yesterday in New York. So it's obviously a fantastic achievement for old Tiernan to have Taylor Swift turn up and stay, not alone for part of his concert, but for literally 3 hours. And his story is getting promoted all over the world at the moment. Leo Varadkar, he's still facing controversy over his involvement in the promotion of, or the appointment of, Catherine Sapone. But I think it's time now for politicians to get over this motion of no confidence and get on and get down to the real work of a government. Because like New Zealand, the government has borrowed many billions of dollars to keep the economy afloat over the last 18 months. And there's some big decisions to be made in the next few weeks. Good news also for Gordon Elliott. You remember earlier in the year, a picture of Gordon went around on social media of him sitting on a dead horse, and it brought him into disrepute, and he was given a 6 months fine and a 6 months ban from any involvement with horse racing training. But he was back in the parade ring today at Punchestown. I think he had six horses, none of them won, but he said it's great to be back racing, so hopefully he'll be all right. And finally, I see here Chris de Burgh says he's doing fine after being diagnosed with COVID-19. I tried to dig out a song of Chris's before the end of the programme. Of course, lived in Ireland for a long time. This is Bob Geldof, a big song. This was a big hit back, I think, around 1979. I Don't Like Mondays. Come on, Bob, take it away.
Types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked by the She wants to play with the toys of all. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bull all crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems in the housewife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? And the silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
Geldof and the Boomtown Rats, and one of their biggest hits, I Don't Like Mondays, that was recorded back in 1979, went to the top of the charts. And just while that song was being played, I just had a look up, and I see that Geldof maintained that he wrote the lyrics for the song, and he should just get all the credits and for it, but and the royalties. But I see a spat developed a few years ago with Johnny Moffat, otherwise known as Johnny Fingers, who claimed that he actually was involved in writing the song and he deserved some of the royalties. And so the court case happened in 2018, but I'm not sure how it ended up. But anyway, obviously disappointment there. But Geldof has gone on to a very successful career. Of course, it was marred by tragedy. His one of his children died tragically a few years ago, and of course his former wife as well died tragically, Polly Yates. But he went on and had the rights to a number of TV programmes, and obviously did a fantastic amount of work with the Live Aid concert back in 1985 when he raised so many millions of dollars for Ethiopia and the famine that was there. See, Ryanair are to invest $50 million in a new Dublin training centre. This is, the airline says it intends to train up to 5,000 new pilots, cabin crew, engineers, ground operations professionals at the site in Dublin. They have held back on doing a deal to buy another huge assignment of Boeing MAX aeroplanes. Boeing where did a deal with Ryanair to for a number of planes earlier last year, and they got a really good deal, Ryanair did, but they want to buy more. But Boeing are saying not at the special price at the moment. So we'll see. Geldof, Michael O'Leary, he reckons that Boeing will come back to the negotiating table. Sally Rooney's Beautiful World, Where Are You, tops the Irish and the British book charts. The Irish author's new novel has sold over 12,000 copies in Ireland and over 40,000 in the UK over the last week. And her second, her first book, Normal People, was made into a big hit TV series, which obviously went down a big treat in Ireland during lockdown last year. And her second book is also in TV production at the moment. So the big championship matches are all over. It's now time for the clubs and the counties to go back to club matches, and many of the clubs have already started playing their county championship games over the last few weeks, and the focus is certainly on them. But just to go back to the weekend, so in fact we'll take a bit of music and we'll come back and we'll go through the sports results at the weekend. There was good news for Shane Lowry. His good mate Padraig Harrington picked him as a wild card for the Ryder Cup, which is coming up next week. Anne-Marie, O'Riordan here on Rare Old Mountain Dew. She's off for another song, but we'll put the halt on her there. We'll go back and take us back to Monday's. We're looking at the front of the Irish Times on Monday, and this was the headline by Keith Duggan. It was Tyrone against the world and how they love those odds. And Harrington picks Lowry, Garcia and Poulter as his wild cards. And of course, any of you out there interested in sport will have no doubt followed the success of the young English girl Emma Raducanu, who won the US Tennis Open. She gets on the front pages of the papers on all over the world on Sunday and Monday. Beautiful picture here of James Horden being interviewed, and his son with the Mayo jersey and a teddy bear, and playing on his mobile phone while his dad is being interviewed on national TV after the game. So the final score was Tyrone 2 goals and 14 points, Mayo 15 points. And it doesn't really tell the story. There was officially attendance of 41,100. It looked like there was nearly 41,100 Mayo supporters there. Great turnout for the Mayo. However, they managed to get tickets, which were scarce, as hence Tate this year. But started off well. There was only 2 points in the game at half-time. But the difference was Mayo caught a penalty just after half-time, and it glanced off the side of the upright and went wide. And literally from the next move, Tyrone had brought on one of their super subs, and Colin McMiniman, and he came on and played a blinder and scored a goal literally within 5 minutes of coming on. And that goal, you know, it just turned the whole game around in the space of what do you call it, a few minutes. So, and then Colin McShane, sorry, came on, and he's a super sub. And then shortly afterwards, Mayo had another chance of a goal, and that went wide. And then Tyrone scored another goal, and it literally put them 5 points ahead. Mayo did come back, but just weren't able to, and just things didn't go right. But as I said earlier, a lot of criticism of Aidan O'Shea. He's played in 7 All-Ireland finals and hasn't scored, and he certainly played well on he played okay on probably Saturday. He did a lot of work, didn't score. He had a chance or two to score, but he's taken a lot of criticism in the media, as has James Horden over the last few days. But hopefully they will bounce back, as they always do, and look forward to probably coming back again next year. But of course, it's very hard to get to an All-Ireland final. It's even harder to win it. And of course, there next year Kerry will probably have new team management. Galway are coming back every year improving, and Cork certainly, and Dublin and even Meath are showing great improvements And of course, Ulster is very hard to come out of, so Tyrone, they won't be looking too far ahead, but they can celebrate over the next few weeks the great success. And of course, Lohan and Doher only took over the management after Mickey Hart stepped down in November last year. So a fantastic weekend for them. And just finally on the Camogie, that game, Cork against Galway. Galway won 15, Cork won 12. That was the senior All-Ireland hurling title. Intermediate one was won by Antrim. Big win, 221 to 213 over Kilkenny. And the junior title went to Wexford. They win in that game, 1-14 to Armagh's 1-11. So that was the big sport. Of course, you know, there was interprovincial rugby on at the weekend as well. I'm just looking here where some of the scores on those games were. But Johnny Sexton came back and looks like he's looking forward to another great year of playing rugby. Right, we're back and have another bit of music. Let's see, have a look here, looking around what I'm going to go for this time. We go with Christy Moore, and he's singing all about the cliffs of Dunedin. Christy Moore there singing all about the cliffs of Dunedin. And just before we leave the sport, the Kilkenny County Board endorsed Brian Cody to continue as their senior hurling manager for another year. So he'll now have the longest record of an inter-county manager in Irish GA sport. He'll outstay Sean Boylan, who was involved with Meath for 23 years. And poor old Peter Keane, who just finished his term as Kerry manager without any success. It's a bit like being the coach of the All Blacks here. Unless you win All-Ireland finals in Kerry, you're deemed a failure. So he now must reapply, as the Kerry County Board have appointed a five-man committee to weigh up options on reappointing him or finding a new replacement manager. Just looking around the farming section of the Irish Independent here, of course, the ploughing championships would have been ready to take place this year. A huge big event in Rathaniska in County Laois, but it's taken place. The ploughing of it is just going ahead, but very few people there compared to the big ploughing championships, which would compare to what we have here in New Zealand, field days. It's a huge big exhibition for the agricultural society, and indeed all of society in Ireland, a very, very popular event in Ireland. What else is happening there? Some of the other opinions here in the paper. Leo Varadkar has been Fine Gael leader for more than 4 years. He has had some notable success since his generation defining election as party leader and subsequent appointment at Taoiseach. But Leo could, his attitude to COVID restrictions could cost him dearly. Of course, he was pictured in a private capacity at a concert, an outdoor concert in London 2 weeks ago. And it just, I see his partner wrote to the Irish Times a letter saying that no matter who you are, you're entitled to a bit of privacy on your downtime. And it wasn't a very enhancing picture of Leo. He had his finger stuck up his nose. And of course, some people said, well, what the hell was he doing at a concert when the biggest concert in Ireland was closed, didn't take place because of COVID restrictions? Now, in fairness to him, he did. He was behind Electric Picnic going ahead, but that didn't go ahead as a result of the Laois County Council not giving the organisers a permit to hold it. But hopefully there will be many concerts. And I see Gareth Brooks, who pulled out of three concerts he was allowed to have at Crow Park a few years ago. He's back in the mix again, looking at coming back to Ireland and looking to hold five concerts there next year. So we'll have to wait and see if that will happen. Right, we continue on. We've got another 8 minutes to go before the end of the programme. And we'll go this time with Daniel and a lovely song, Our Lady of Knock.
Gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you would call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy as we praise your name. Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, all my cares and troubles cease as I message is unspoken, but the truth in silence lies. So I gaze upon your vision and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher and with Joseph at your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified. Golden
Sure, there was many prayers said at Knock last week, hoping that Mayo might have spring back the Sam Maguire West. Fortunately, the Sam Maguire didn't actually leave Dublin because of COVID. Both cups, the Lee McCarthy Cup, and indeed Sam Maguire didn't go back with the winning teams. But we're heading away now, and I suppose the appropriate song I have going out tonight is James Last singing Going Home. Well, hopefully everybody enjoyed the program tonight, which was brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll be back again next week. Hopefully in Auckland we'll be down a level, down to level 3, which would mean at least we'll be able to get a takeaway coffee and some takeaway food into our fifth week of lockdown here. But thankfully, numbers are looking good. So for me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. And I'm heading home.